This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 25. How Mr. Rabbit Lost His Fine Bushy Tail. "One time," said Uncle Remus, sighing heavily and settling himself back in his seat with an air of melancholy resignation. "One time, Brer Rabbit was going long down de road, shaking his big bushy tail, and feeling just as scrumptious as a bee martin with a fresh bug." Here the old man paused and glanced at the little boy, but it was evident that the youngster had become so accustomed to the marvelous developments of Uncle Remus's stories that the extraordinary statement made no unusual impression upon him. Therefore the old man began again, and this time in a louder and more insinuating tone. "One time old man Rabbit, he was going long down de road shaking his long bushy tail and feeling mighty biggity." This was effective. "Great goodness, Uncle Remus!" exclaimed the little boy in open-eyed wonder. "Everybody knows that rabbits haven't got long bushy tails." The old man shifted his position in his chair and allowed his venerable head to drop forward until his whole appearance was suggestive of the deepest dejection, and this was intensified by a groan that seemed to be the result of great mental agony. Finally he spoke, but not as addressing himself to the little boy.
"I notices that them folks what makes a great admiration about what they knows is just the folks what you can't put no dependence in when the occasion come up. You're one of 'em now, and he done come and excuse me in allowin' that rabbits has got long bushy tails, which goodness knows if I'd a dreamt it, I'd a whirl in and undreamt it."
"Well, Uncle Remus, you said rabbits had long bushy tails," replied the little boy. "Now you know you did."
"If I ain't forget it off'n my mind, I say that old Brer Rabbit was gwine down de big road shaking his long bushy tail. Dat what I say, and dat I stands by."
The little boy looked puzzled, but he didn't say anything. After a while the old man continued.
"Now den, if dat's greed ter, I'm goin' on. And if 'tain't greed ter, den I'm gwine to pick up my cane and look after my own interest. I got work lying round yere dat's just naturally gettin' moldy."
The little boy still remained quiet, and Uncle Remus proceeded.
"One day Brer Rabbit was gwine down de road shaking his long bushy tail, when who should he strike up with but old Brer Fox, gwine amblin' long with a big string of fish. When he passed the time of day with one another, Brer Rabbit, he open up de confab, he did, and he ax Brer Fox where he get dat nice string of fish. And Brer Fox, he up and respond dat he cotch 'em. Brer Rabbit, he say, whereabouts? And Brer Fox, he say, down at the baptizing creek. And Brer Rabbit, he ax how. 'Cause in dem days, they was monstrous fonder minners. And Brer Fox, he sot down on de log, he did, and he up and tell Brer Rabbit dat all he gotter do fur to get a big mess er minners is to go ter de creek after sundown and drap his tail in de water and set dar twel daylight and then draw up a whole armful of fishes, and dem what he don't want he can fling back. Right dar's where Brer Rabbit drap his watermillion, 'cause he took'n sot out dat night and went a-fishin'. De weather was sort of cold, and Brer Rabbit, he got him a bottle or dram and put out fur de creek. And when he got dar, he pick out a good place, and he sort of squat down, he did, and let his tail hang in de water. He sot dar, and he sot dar, and he drunk his dram. And he think he gwineter freeze, but bimeby day come, and dar he was. He make a pull, and he feel like it comin' in two, and he fetch another jerk, and lo and behold, where was his tail?
There was a long pause.
"Did it come off, Uncle Remus?"
asked the little boy presently.
"She did dat," replied the old man with unction. "She did dat, and dat what make all dese yere bobtail rabbits what you see hoppin' and scattlin' through de woods."
"Are they all that way just because the old rabbit lost his tail in the creek?" asked the little boy.
"Dat's it, honey," replied the old man. "Dat's what dey tells me. Looks like dey bleeds to take after de pa."
End of chapter.